Time doesn't wait, and neither should you. InfluxDB brings together your time series data into a single unified platform. It offers real-time analytics, lightning-fast data ingestion, and native SQL support, all seamlessly integrated with your favorite tools. Don't miss out on unleashing your data's full potential. Visit InfluxDB.com and discover what InfluxDB can do for you.
Welcome to the AWS Morning Brief / Last Week in AWS podcast, Monday reInvent Summary Edition. Elastic Throughput for EFS came out. That's right, you can get screwed with a new charge for changing data between storage tiers if you use it. If you use their legacy mode, there is no charge for doing that. Charming. Great, someone found a dimension that they weren't billing you on and decided they'd fix it. You can front any existing MySQL or PostgreSQL database with a GraphQL API. That's right. No rest for the wicked for you. Lately, I've pivoted from put a bird on it to put an API on it, and this makes working with relational databases worlds easier if you're into that kind of sick, twisted behavior. Security Hub finally supports multi-region and multi-account. Customers have been asking for this since Security Hub was announced at reInvent 2018. Even the AWS billing system is faster than this. Amazon Detective announces investigations for IAM. That's right, a new episode is dropped in my favorite ongoing serial, AWS Detective, in the case of who massively screwed up the permissions in my private test account. The answer will absolutely not surprise you. It's the opposite of a twisty ending. And they announced Amazon Aurora Limitless Database, which is clearly taking a page from the branding playbook from Oracle, where they have the Autonomous Database. I'm sure no one's going to be salty about that particular observation. And that's what happened yesterday in AWS. Stay tuned. There is unfortunately oh so very much more to come.